Visit licensureexams.com and try our samples completely free of charge.
Welcome, therapists, to our Licensure Exams podcast. And a big shout out to all the counseling interns in New York who are preparing for the exam. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Linton. In today's episode of our Theory to Therapy series, we'll be taking a look at David Tiedman and Robert O'Hare's approach to career counseling. So, if you see something called the anticipation implementation model on the exam, you'll automatically know that they're talking about the decision-making model by Tiedman.
Says who, Linton? I happen to know that career counseling is not your favorite topic to teach.
Well, that's true, but usually on the area of clinical focus, items will cover occupational and career development. And that's who's saying so, Stacy, but you're right. I'd rather it be eating a spoonful of wasabi from Publix, but let's try to make this as painless as possible.
Okay. First off, a few tidbits about Tiedman that I think you'll find kind of neat. Back in the 1940s, he was the associate head of the statistics division, another topic that I know is one of your favorites there, Linton.
It is.
Where he worked on the Manhattan Project. You know, that top secret World War II government program that made the first atomic bomb that obliterated Hiroshima. After that, he shifted to a more constructive profession, spending a few decades teaching at Harvard in their Graduate School of Education.
And it was during that time that he and O'Hare worked on an influential career development model. Their view was that career decision making and satisfaction are closely intertwined with a person's overall self-concept, values, and view of the world.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
A key premise of his theory is that making career choices is not a single event, but it's an ongoing process that people go through in distinct stages. And the model was actually influenced by Erik Erikson's model of psychosocial development, which, side note, you might want to be familiar with that one as it's also one of the areas covered in the exam. And Tiedman used Erik Erikson's model in formulating his stages of career decision-making.
Right. The developmental making process is broken down into two phases, anticipation and implementation.
And the anticipation phase has four stages focused on choosing and planning a career direction. These include exploration, crystallization, choice, and clarification.
Let's take those stages one at a time, as there's some unique mindsets and conflicts associated with each stage. Take the exploration stage, for example. Individuals are surveying possibilities. They're wide-eyed, wearing rose-colored glasses with an optimistic, future-oriented timeline. But there's a grounded part of themselves that struggles with how those passions jive with reality as they research all their career options. For example, your paradox of, I've always wanted to be an astronaut, but I'm not very good at physical science or astrophysics. And I'm pretty sure that you need to have a good understanding of those areas, Stacy, before Elon is willing to let you blast off into a spaceship headed to Mars.
Well, since I can kiss that career goodbye, and given my aptitude for math and computer science, obviously from a previous life, I might have a job working with Elon, working on Dogecoin as the next cutting edge online payment option. Get out of the way, Apple Pay.
I don't know, Stacy. It might be time for you to put away those fairy wings.
Never, Linton. And hey, just for suggesting that, the next time you lose a tooth, don't bother looking under your pillow. Jeez.
Anyways, after the exploration stage comes the crystallization stage. This involves sorting through alternatives and prioritizing certain career aims, like working with people versus working with data. This stage can be a bit of an emotional roller coaster. Your client may feel enthusiasm about some career paths, but they also feel overwhelmed when it comes to thinking about all of those possibilities.
Ah, sort of like when you're faced with all those sushi choices at Publix there, Linton?
Nope. I've got that down to a science. Two rolls with extra wasabi.
Ah, I envy your decisiveness. Well, how about an example to help illustrate what's going on during the crystallization stage?
Okay. Let's say I figured out that I want to work with people, listening to their problems and empowering them to face and solve their issues, but I'm not quite sure what specific career path that I should take. So I start to think critically about the pros and cons of specific career options.
Okay. So you could be a bartender. On second thought, that might involve more passive listening than actively helping people work through their issues.
Right.
Plus, as I remember, given your age, Linton, late nights might not really fit your lifestyle. That 9 o'clock bedtime of yours might be a limiting factor.
Watch it there, Stacy.
Well, moving along, what about a pedicurist? Oh, wait, I forget about your phobia of touching people's feet. I guess that also rules out becoming a massage therapist, right?
Give me a break, Stacy.
Okay, how about this one? I think you'll like this. What about a mental health therapist? There's a lot of pros for this one, Linton. You could actively help people work through their personal issues, work during the daytime. I think that with your interests, pursuing a career as a therapist would enable helping people work through their personal and emotional challenges in a hands-on sort of way, all those experiments that you like to do. Mm-hmm. And bonus, you wouldn't have to touch any feet.
Okay. I like it, Stacy. Sold. But I do remember this one intro class that I taught where I had all the students take off their shoes and I went around polishing them when I gave a lecture on counseling as a service.
Well, that didn't take too much effort, but I guess that decision was in there all along, wasn't it, Linton?
Sneaky, Stacy, very sneaky.
So the third stage of the anticipation phase of the decision-making process is choice. This is where you actually commit to a specific career direction after you've explored and weighed all the options. The mindset shifts from keeping possibilities open to decisively narrowing the focus to one option.
Right. And you're probably feeling pretty swell during this stage. You don't know all the details and consequences of the decision, but yet you're feeling optimistic about the direction you're headed.
Exactly. Okay, rounding out the anticipation phase, we've got the clarification stage. With your choice finally made, the focus becomes affirming your comfort with it and seeking reassurance that you've made the right choice. You want to confirm you've made the right selection by talking to others in that career field and gaining more nuanced information. This is where you start getting into the details with practical planning around next steps like education, obtaining the proper credentials, and completing a job search.
Mm-hmm. And during the clarification stage, you feel energetic and excited about having a specific direction to go, but you may also begin to feel some doubt about the roads not taken. What would have happened if I had decided to become an astronaut instead of a therapist? Don't worry, Stacy. When you come back in your next life, Elon will have established a Mars base so you can try that one out.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, so far we've talked about the four phases in the anticipation stage. Exploration, crystallization, choice, and clarification. Now let's take a look at the implementation phases.
Okay. The implementation phase has three stages centered on putting career plans into action. Induction, reformation, and integration. Starting with induction. After you've made a career choice, you start eagerly diving into all the activities, roles, and responsibilities of the new career position or training program. It's an exciting time as you're actively turning plans into reality.
And of course, some disillusionment also emerges as ideals meet real workplace constraints and those politics you can never escape. Gaps between expectations and the concrete job can prompt tension.
No kidding.
And in the next stage, reformation, you might start to question whether your initial choices were right and or think that maybe you were just out of your mind and start to question your initial decision. So here's an example. When I graduated from college, I worked the night shift in a microbiology lab. And at first I thought, oh man, this is going to be great. I love microbiology and I'm a night owl. What's not to love about this job? It ticks all the boxes. Well, it turns out that staying up into the wee hours of the morning is fun when you're not working and you can choose to sleep whenever you want. But when you're knee deep in stool samples and putting biopsied body parts into petri dishes at 3 a.m, year after year, you might start to rethink your life decisions.
So, Stacy, what did you do?
Well, as soon as a job opened up during the day shift, I jumped on it. Of course, I had to leave the microbiology lab behind because the day shift post was working for the lab's customer service department. And once again, I thought, this will be great. I'll be working for the same company, get back on my normal circadian rhythm. But as it turned out, being a customer service representative is not a role that suits my personality very well.
You know, that's a great example of reformation stage. And finally, the integration stage brings acceptance of career compromises, contentment if there is an adequate fit, or back to the exploration if it's still unresolved. Tiedemann believed people continually revisit these mindsets in a circular, lifelong process as careers and personal priorities evolve. But the stage applies especially to making those early directional and pivotal choices.
All righty. Well, that is a wrap. You can see how there's enough material here to generate questions for your licensing exam. As you're studying for your exam, you want to keep in mind the types of activities the client would be involved in during those different stages of Tiedemann and O'Hara's decision-making model. So how about a summary before we go, Linton?
Okay. The model breaks down the career decision-making process into two phases, anticipation and implementation. The anticipation model is made of four stages: exploration, crystallization, choice, and clarification. And the implementation phase is made of three stages: induction, reformation, and integration.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And as you continue to study for your exam, just remember,
it's in there. Ground control to Major Tom. 7, 6. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3.